أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما.
We continue discussing the characteristics of the Ibad al-Rahman, the true servants of the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a number of characteristics and attributes of there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of. Yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a dua that they make. They make the dua of protection against fire of Jahannam. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to avert from them the punishment so that they do not have to face the punishment in Akhirah. Another attribute of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it comes to their spending. When they spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are neither wasteful nor miserly. They are moderate in their expenditure. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the signs of the intelligence and the deep understanding of a person is that he is moderate in his expenditure. When he spends moderately. That's a sign of his intellect, a sign of his sound understanding. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, مَا عَالَمَ الْإِقْتَصَدِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you will not suffer poverty in your life if you are moderate in your expenditure. You are moderate, you calculate, and you are meticulous, and you are very particular when it comes to your expending. Neither wasteful nor miserly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you will not suffer from need and want. You will not suffer from poverty in your life. Now, thus far Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been speaking of the acts of obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their attribute of tahajjud, waking up in the night and praying before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their dua that they make. Allah spoke of their spending, how they spend. These are all acts of obedience and righteousness. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of acts of disobedience that they stay away from and that they never indulge in. Moving on to the next ayah number 98 of Surah, ayah number 68 of Surah Al-Furqan. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. They are those who do not invoke any other ilah but Allah. With Allah, along with Allah, they do not turn to any other ilah, they do not turn to any other god, they do not turn to any other deity. And we spoke about the meaning of ilah. Ilah is the one we turn to in the time of need and difficulty. The first place your mind goes towards, that is ilah. That is ilah. The first place and the first direction your mind goes towards whenever you are faced with any type of situation and difficulty, that is your ilah. So Allah says they do not invoke, they do not turn to, they do not call upon any other ilah along with Allah. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسِ. They do not commit murder. They do not kill the person, الَّكِ حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as sacred. The one whose life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified. They will never dare commit murder, kill such a person, إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, except rightfully. If that person has killed an innocent person, then of course there is a procedure and a process that is carried out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if it is done rightfully, then they have the legal right to do that. But otherwise, they do not commit any murder. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they do not commit zina. So Allah starts off with the greatest act of disobedience, and that is shirk. So they do not ascribe any partners with Allah. Number two, murder. They never commit murder. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they never get involved in the act of zina. They stay away completely from zina. That is fornication or adultery. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whosoever will do any of these sins, يَلْقَ أَثَامَ, he will certainly face the consequences of his sins in the dunya and in akhirah. What will happen to him in akhirah? Allah says, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ. His punishment, the person who commits these sins, these are very, very serious crimes. They are major sins in the sight of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who commits these crimes and any of these sins, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ, the punishment for him will be doubled. The punishment for him will be multiplied on the day of Qiyamah. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا, and he will remain in that punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, disgraced, humiliated and despised. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, except the one who makes tawbah. Now Allah speaks of the tawbah. Even though you may have committed shirk with Allah, or you may have committed murder, or you may have committed zina, Allah says, there's still hope for you. You can still turn to Allah. Allah is still ready to forgive you. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ, except the one who makes tawbah, who turns to Allah, who turns around and goes back to Allah. What does tawbah mean? Tawbah means you turn around. You turn around الرجوع, and you return and go back to Allah, except the one who makes tawbah. وَآمَنَ, and who has brought iman. وَعَمِنَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and who consistently carries out acts of righteousness and piety. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, those, if they do that after their shirk and after their kufr and after all the sins that they have committed, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ, those are the ones. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace their sins with goodness. Their sins, their sayyi'at, their sins that they have committed, Allah ta'ala will replace it with hasanat, with righteousness, with acts of good acts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away whatever was committed before kufr, whatever was committed before tawbah, and that's the power of tawbah. You may have committed years and years of sin, and in 2 or 3 minutes, if you make sincere tawbah, and you follow that up with a change in your life, a transformation in your life, acts of righteousness and piety, Allah says those years of sin are completely forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are replaced with reward, and they are replaced with acts of righteousness. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and most merciful. وَمَنْ تَابَ, what is tawbah? What is true tawbah? Allah says, وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. This is very important. Very often we make tawbah, or we seek forgiveness from Allah, we make istighfar, but then we don't bring about the transformation in our lives. Allah says, وَمَنْ تَابَ, the one who makes tawbah, who turns to Allah, seeks forgiveness, and he expresses remorse and regret over what he had done in the past, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Amila, we spoke about the meaning of amila, the difference between amila and fa'ala. Fa'ala means to do something occasionally, once in a while. Amila means to do something consistently. That's why your work or the job that you have, you call it amal. Why you call it amal? Because it's something you're doing every day, so you call it amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, amila salihan. Act of righteousness becomes part of your job, meaning you're doing it every day of your life. So that's why Allah uses the word amila. Consistency is the key. You don't just make tawbah, it's not seasonal, that it's the month of Ramadan, so I make tawbah, after Ramadan I go back to my own life again, Ramadan comes again, I make tawbah. That's not amila. Amila means you consistently, every day of your life, there's righteousness, there's piety, there's salah, there's Quran, there's tilawah, there's dua, all of these actions are part and parcel of your life. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ, Allah says, وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ, this person, يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا, he had truly made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.